Okay.
Hey guys, it's been a little bit, but we're back, and we have, I'm here with Rise, or Creepy Stories with Rise, or something like that.
Music Reviews with Rise,
and we have another creepy story, or at least I do. Well, let me pull it up real quick. Thanks for the support on my other podcast thingamajigger I did, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for the support. It's nice to know that people are watching, but yeah. Give it a second. We'll pull up. Pull up on the block and unplay it. Come on. Okay.
While it's loading, everybody, I have, a podcast called, Music Reviews with Rise. Me and Leighton are gonna make another one of those tomorrow, so tune into that.
We just said that. Alright, this one's called The Man in the Bunny Costume. When I was younger, I used to live by the woods, and I could see a cemetery from my back porch. Okay, that's pretty weird. Easter Bunny. One of those terrifying... One Easter I remember waking up and seeing the Easter Bunny. One of those terrifying costumes. And what really gets me is I remember smelling the wet hay. When I woke up, I didn't tell anyone, but there was an extra Easter egg in my house that my parents didn't hide. Years later, when I was in high school, I asked my parents if they ever dressed up like the Easter Bunny and came into our room. They said they would never go through so much trouble. Then my younger sister, who I shared a bunk bed with when this happened, she says she remembers when the Easter Bunny came into our room and made a remark about the hay smell. I was terrified that we both remember seeing a person dressed as a bunny in our room. To make it even stranger, I told the friends I sat with at lunch what happened. One of the girls was my neighbor across the street. She said she told me one Easter a long time she looked out her window during the night and saw the Easter Bunny standing in her driveway. I had chills to this day. I'm terrified of people in rabbit costumes. Okay, first of all, how do you get in people's houses and how do you get in her house? And what? What? Why?
First of all, I'm not
he sounds like a pedophile.
You don't say.
Like no. Little children? Why is it all little children? And why do you have to, like, if you're going to go through all that trouble, why wear a Easter Bunny costume and do it that many years to different people? Like, what?
Bro, I ain't sticking
right. All right. The ghost babysitter? When my niece was really young, she was in a bouncer at my sister's house. I was house and babysitting. What? Okay. I had left her to go to the kitchen and grab some water. My sister's chocolate labs were probably sniffing and looking crazy because I could hear her giggling like she was having a blast. I hadn't noticed how cold it had gotten. Then I heard a loud wood snap, like a thick piece of wood snapped in half suddenly, or a tree was knocked over. I ran into the room, and what I saw and smelled freaked me out. The dogs were huddling in the corner, whimpering. My niece was just staring at the ceiling corner with her eyes, and it was cold and smelled like Stetson? I took her, and we decided to go to a different room. When my sister finally came out, I told her what happened. She rolled her eyes and said, "That is who?" I was confused. She said, "He was a previous owner who had died 10 years before his wife sold it. She said he likes to follow my niece around, and you can tell it's him because the dogs freak out. It gets cold and smells like cheap cologne." I don't believe in that S word, but I do believe that feeling you get in your gut when something doesn't feel right. Okay, what? I love how the sister's just like, "Oh yeah, that's you." Like, what? You're fine with this man, this ghost man, in your house scaring your dogs, and then your child's just looking, what? And then like, what? He just stays there and stalks this woman, and he has cheap cologne on that you can smell, and it smells terrible. What? Okay, that's strange, guys. Okay, this one's called When the Dead Walks the Halls. I used to volunteer at a nursing home where we had several instances where new residents accurately described former residents down to a specific nightgowns or color of glasses who I and the staff had dubbed in that room, complained about them coming into the room at night. Then once I was walking through the hallway, and it was normally uncomfortably warm inside, but I felt a chill and goosebumps. One of the CNAs said I had just walked through a ghost. I couldn't get warm again for the rest of the day. There were flickering lights and TVs turning themselves on. Several of the staff were from the same Southeast Asia country, and they were talking about ghosts and disrespect for the dead, so much that the manager had someone come in to do a candlelight ceremony, and this lady with a crystal and dreadlocks came in to do a sage brushing, I think that's what it's called. If I'm wrong, sorry. Things calmed down after that. Lights stayed on, and then residents seemed calmer. Okay, so there was, like, dead people walking throughout the hospital or medical place while they were sleeping and while they were up and working, and lights were flickering and TVs were turning on and off. I would freak out, I'll be honest. Especially if I was one of the residents. I would not be fine with that, like... I don't know about that. That's a little, I don't know about that. I'm looking for another one. Wait, here's a small one. Let me get to it again. It's called The Nightmares. I was a caretaker of a small uninhabited island off the coast of Miami, and my girlfriend and I started having synchronized nightmares about things that we had never discussed before. They involved very specific things, and after a month of this happening, we were gifted a history book of the island and had a small chapter in the back that mentioned the exact hauntings. So there was something messing with them and having them have nightmares of something that happened a long time ago? Okay, it's a little weird. Okay, that one wasn't as good. My favorite's the one about the ghost. This one's The Fan. When I was 12, me and my mom were watching TV in her bedroom. It was one of those really stuffy summer evenings. Stating the obvious, I said aloud, "It's so hot in here." Immediately, the fan was sitting on the dresser 5 feet away turned on. The switch couldn't really be flicked on by accident. It was pretty sticky and required a little bit of force to go from off to on. I can't really explain how that happened, but I like to think it was a friendly ghost. Okay, so it's called The Fan and a Fan Turn On. Sorry about the background noise if y'all heard that. But, so...
The Fan Turned On. Why do you gotta make such a big deal out of it?
It's called The Fan.
Bro, the fan turned on.
Yeah.
Like, a ghost turned the fan on for you.
Well, I mean, like, he did say it was stiff, but, like, a friendly ghost? Like, no one... Okay, that one wasn't as good as I thought it would be. Okay, I like this one. Clapping. Played piano in a dark and empty auditorium back in that day. When I was finished, someone softly clapped for me. Sort of sound like it was coming from everywhere. But just one person never saw them, and the auditorium was locked except for the door I came in. That would freak me out. I'd be scared if I heard clapping. But, like, who plays a piano at dark? Like, in the dark?
Who plays a piano in the dark, in an auditorium, this loft with no one in there? Like, you gotta be messed up in some shape or form in the first place to do that.
The night I spent with 20 dead bodies. I once had to work a very late shift at the funeral home to prepare a body for a viewing the following morning. I think I finally finished my work around midnight. Anyways, it was winter and I ended up getting snowed in at the funeral home. I had to stay the night until plows came early a.m. to plow out. Let me tell you, it's freaking creepy sleeping in a funeral home knowing there are 20 dead people in the basement. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't have slept there, I would have ran.
Yo, there's something called an air vent, a window.
For real, like, get your old butt out of there.
Looks like I'm gonna have to pay a fine for a window. Don't even care.
I'm gonna bust my way out of that funeral.
That's tough. I sleep on a dead body.
This actually kind of reminds me of this guy who works at a funeral home, and he does TikToks. But he does TikToks, and he works there, and he does a night shift. And there was one where he was walking, and in the corner, there was a child, and he didn't see it until he reviewed it. And all of his comments were like, dude, there's a child there. He walked in, and someone said hello, and he was like, hey, y'all aren't supposed to be in here. Walked throughout the entire thing, no one was there. And it was a little, it was supposedly a little kid zone. It said, hello, and it said, you're not supposed to be here. And he said, no, you're not supposed to be here either. And he was, like, telling him to get out. And the kid was like, no, I don't want to. And he started looking around. And then he heard something come through the window, and he ran his butt out of there.
One thing, I ain't never working at a funeral
home. For real.
I'm gonna become homeless after working at a funeral
home. For real.
I'm sorry. I don't care.
I'm not going to a funeral home.
Looks like I'm eating like some rock, some soft rocks, paper towels, and a rodent skin for dinner. I don't care.
I'll eat your ramen noodles you didn't finish. Like, I ain't working at no funeral home.
I'm gonna eat raw hard noodles. Before I start working at a funeral home.
I'm not working at a funeral home. But, yeah.
I can work at the end of the day when there are other people around. Like, if I'm in a group of 10 people, okay, maybe. Then I got witnesses. But I ain't working no night shift. I ain't doing no night shift.
Yeah.
Wait, why is there a night shift at a funeral home?
He's making sure people don't break in. Why would people break into a funeral home?
You go steal a dead body.
Grandma, I've came back to say my hi.
Hey, Grandma, I don't even like you. I
think you're
kidding me.
I'm not kidding me. It don't even work.
Bro, like, actually, who think is a child? Like, you know what I'm really gonna do? I want to cremate bodies at a funeral. Like, why?
All right, I'll show you the TikToks.
But I ain't doing no funeral.
Oh my gosh! All right, guys, that's all I have for today. But
bro,
like,
I'm not even lying. I've had all four of my grandparents die.
Yeah.
And I've been to every single funeral, every single.
I'm sorry.
Every single dinner thing.
Yeah.
Like, I make jokes about it sometimes, cause. When you're 7, you don't really understand it. But when the worst thing was when I was like 10 and it happened. But no, I was 8. But when I was 8, it hit hard. But basically, it doesn't feel right. You're in that place, and they have like fake bodies and caskets and stuff.
Have
you ever been in a funeral home?
No.
It is the weirdest place ever.
Oh, yeah, like, because they're in, like, the walls. They put them in those little chambers in the walls and crap. And they're, like, freaking 50 of them down the walls.
But then there are also, like, exhibits and stuff. So mm-hmm. You can, like, see what you're going to put your family member in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and my parents were like, hey, honey, you can just go walk around.
I ain't walking around a funeral home.
Well, I was 7 and still didn't believe in ghosts or hadn't seen any proof. So I was like, what could happen. Bro, and I swear, I saw this transparent dude in, like, a whole 1800s, like, train suit thing. And I was like, and he started talking to me, and I was like, hey, and all that stuff, because I was a kid. Thought he was literally standing there, and he just, like, disappeared.
Oh, dude, also that TikTok guy, he went to a chapel, and the piano started playing, and he was like, hello, and then it went loud, the lights are flickering, they went off, and then he heard a loud scream saying, get out of here, and then, like the chair started getting picked up and started throwing at him. He ran his butt out of there. He said, I'm going home.
Should we talk about what happened
down here? Oh, yeah. By home, he means he lives at the place, so he stayed in his truck. He lives at the funeral home.
How stupid does this guy get? Should we talk about what happened tonight here?
No.
I feel like that's a good story, what happened tonight, but...
It's not much that happened. I mean, all it is that we were walking down a road and it turned out there were guys or a guy breaking into people's sheds. And our shed door opened when we were going to go get a soda. So we were confused. So we ran back. Then we got our lights on. We went in there. We didn't see anything. But then our neighbors, when we were walking down the road, called us and said there was a guy breaking into people's sheds and that the cops were coming. We came in. We looked out the window. There were cops everywhere.
Bro, I don't think I've ever sprinted as fast as I did. Because I, at the moment, I was like, I'm just jogging casually. But if someone was looking for people running around the neighborhood, robbing sheds and stuff, and we were both in black hoodies and pants.
Oh, yeah, I said get in all black, but I didn't know that that would happen. So, like, we're looking suspicious as crap. And I didn't know it was my neighbors until they pulled up. So, I was like, dude, we're about to get... we went into the ditch. So, like, they would have to drive through that thing to get us or chase us down. But, no, they pulled up and they were telling us. And we're like, oh, we're getting out of here.
But, like, literally, he didn't think about it for a little bit. We just started walking back. And then he said, wait, sheds? And I think that is when I kicked it into high gear. Like, I think I Usain myself.
Home. And the reason we were freaking out when I said sheds because my door opened when we were going to go get a soda.
No, I don't know. I think I just sprinted like a whole...
And that's not the thing. Another thing is if our neighbors didn't stop us, we probably would have gotten hurt because we were going to the darkest part of my neighborhood next. We were going to walk around there. And then,
like, memeing and just having fun and everything and making jokes. And then they pulled up and told Zach. And I don't think I've ever ran as fast as I did back to his house. Bro, I was hauling it. Like, I was running 20 miles per hour at a minimum.
I was doing like a very, very quick jog. Like a very quick jog.
And the thing is, we looked suspicious. He had his hood on. My hood was tied up so you couldn't even see my face. Like, we were suspicious looking.
But yeah, they were slowly driving down the road looking for people. And I guess they saw us and they were like, wait, what? So they pulled up to us and was telling us that.
But we were pulling out of his driveway and walking, and this other car did the same thing. So it's like they'd been doing it, or people had been looking for like a little bit.
Yeah, because I was like, why are they doing that? I said, act suspicious. So we were like running in like we were about to break into my house. And then they drove off, and I was like, okay then. And we didn't think anything about it. We didn't know until our neighbors told us, and I was like, okay then.
Like, I still can't explain how fast we ran back. Like, if it was a race between, like, an electric scooter and us, we would have beaten that thing by a mile.
We would have beaten a golf cart by a mile.
Bro, we were hauling it. And I have a pair of Ultra Boost, but my Ultra Boost were literally untied, about to come off. And if my shoe came off, I would have been leaving that thing.
Yeah.
Bro, my Ultra Boosts are beat to the ground. If they get lost down there, and it's between 100 or like 100 pair of shoes or something, or my safety as a person, I'll admit, I'm a pretty large hype beast / sneakerhead, but I'm ditching my Ultra Boost if it's like someone robbing houses and stuff.
For real, I won't do that mess.
I don't even care.
It was definitely scary.
Bro, y'all ever seen that video of 6ix9ine with an AK-47 in the air running down the street in his underwear? If y'all haven't seen that, look it up on YouTube. But 6ix9ine claimed he was the fastest rapper alive a couple years ago and posted a video of him in his underwear with his AK-47 in the air sprinting. Bro, you could have, like, photoshopped a video of us running down the street. Bro, we would have been booking it. Like, I swear. Like, if it was, like, I don't know, Boot Gang, right?
Yeah.
It would look like we stole something and where we were, like, running with him.
And running away from the cops.
Him. Yeah. Like, and I turned around and I saw some white headlights coming behind us. And I was like, oh, no, this ain't happening today. That was like...
But bro, I didn't know it was my neighbors. I was like, dude, they're slowly driving to us. We need to get out of the road and run. And then they pulled up and I was like, oh, phew, at least it's my neighbors.
I mean, they were coming back to their house. You know, they were the car coming back behind us.
Well, yeah.
Like, legit, they saw us walking. So they decided to come down to check it out. But they could have at least given us a ride home.
No. They don't know us.
They're neighbors. Like,
what if we actually were the people and we had like a freaking knife in our pocket?
Put it on the tailgate. I mean, we're some 13-year-oldish kids walking in the dark. There are some criminals, probably weapons and stuff, robbing sheds and stuff. You're going to be like, hey, just walk home.
I mean, we were booking it, so, I mean, like, it don't freaking matter.
I don't care. What if the guy robbing houses was a whole track runner?
I would be out of there. We would outrun him. I'm telling you, I don't give a crap how fast this man is running. I will outrun the freak out of him.
Bro, we were booking it.
No. I would have went from that speed to, like, times 100 if that man starts, like, freaking... If that man is going, like, 30 miles an hour, like, freaking Usain Bolt, I will go faster than that man. I will get my butt out of there.
Bro, I swear, we'd be...
Especially if he's, like, freaking Goku over here with a freaking knife, and he's like, come here, boy! And, like, running after us. I would get...
I swear... I feel like we were running faster than Usain Bolt in the 100-meter dash.
For real.
Like, I swear. We were running, like, 60 miles per hour minimum. At least that's what it felt like. I felt like I was booking it. But the thing is, I had my phone in my pocket.
I had my phone in my hand. I was like, I ain't dropping you.
Well, I was wearing jeans. You were wearing gym shorts. That's the big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans, you got stuff. But, I mean, even if he, like, called us or something and robbed us, what you gonna take, my phone? I mean, you're gonna take my phone, of course. But what you gonna do? You ain't getting into it. Like, Face ID, thumbprint, password. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, break it?
For real.
The only embarrassing thing on my pictures is a picture of me in fourth grade with a whole phone up to my forehead trying to take a picture of a pimple because I couldn't see it in the mirror. Like,
of fourth like grade?
Legit. Yeah. That's the only thing on my phone. Like, take it. And if you want my wallet, there's a Flash Foods gift card with a bunch of Icy's on it. There's a Zaxby's gift card with 30 cents on it. And then there's $8. I'll take it. Whatever. You want my hoodie? You want my jeans? Maybe my socks?
You want my... Take it. You want me to pull my pants out? You start... Take it.
I mean, you want my glasses?
You want to booty rape me? Man, take it.
I mean, dude, take my Apple Watch. Like, whatever.
Just get me out of here.
Like, I feel like I'd be that one guy who gets robbed so much, the only thing he has left is one pair of underwear, and they didn't take it because it has holes in it. And he's just running down the street so he can get home. Like, I feel like that would be me.
No. He wouldn't be able to rob me. I'm telling you. I probably wouldn't even gone to my house. I probably, if there was a guy running after us, I would have skipped my house. I would have freaking kept running. I'm not joking.
Nah, I'd get tired.
But you can't go into a house because then they'll break into that house to get you.
At least in the house, I can grab a knife real quick.
What, a butter knife?
Not in my house. I got a whole, like, butcher knife.
I'm about to get my stash out of knives and give it to you. You won't end up stabbing yourself.
Yeah.
You'll be like...
I swear. You know those whole butcher knives? They're like a rectangle. And have that curve.
In that hole.
I have one of those. And you could like just chop someone with it. Like it is sharp.
But you have a cleaver?
But I actually really like how this podcast went from we're going to talk about some scary stories. And now we're just joking around. But,
talking about how the night went.
I actually, like, that was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
And we did look suspicious, so, like, the neighbors did have a good reason to pull up on us and act like...
We were joking around so much, I was like, Walker, let's just look suspicious.
Little do we know, people rob the neighborhood.
And they're literally all around us. Who knows? There's, like, this one creepy house. He could have been in there, like, staring at us. And we would have not even known because it's so dark in one freaking window. No, there's a light on in one room. You can't even tell. The room is so dark.
You can only see the blinds.
You wouldn't even be able to see someone if their face was against the window. That's how dark the freaking room is.
Remember that? I got another story from when we were, back in, like, fourth grade, fifth grade. Look up capital R, rise, on, space exclamation point on YouTube. If you want to find some good stories, they're on there, by yours truly.
Wait, is this one about me?
No, this is about both of us.
Yeah, is this one about me?
What?
Like...
Oh, the store? Oh, no, not you. No, mm-hmm. Not that one. We can tell that one later. Mm-hmm. But, basically, we were out on a walk one night. Late, and you can picture.
I know that one. I know that one.
But we had taken some skateboards, like...
No, scooters, and we threw the crap out. We ditched them.
No. They were skateboards. Because you had my dad's old one.
Oh, yeah, we ditched those.
Story time, second grade, I was, like, big into skating, so I had, like, a whole Tony Hawk board and everything.
Yeah.
And my dad had a board, too, because he was like, well, I'll support it. I'll do it with you, because I used to do it, and I'll support you in it. So, we were just riding around my old school, because I live, like, maybe 2 minutes most as a walk to the front of my school.
For real.
So, we just rode down there on skateboards. And we turned around and saw this guy in a mask, black hoodie, black pants, black socks, black shoes.
And he had a dog, like a pit bull.
He had like two pit bulls. And we were just riding skateboards and we hopped off him for a little bit.
To walk. I'm telling you, we saw this man. I said, Walker, we need speed up. We did. This man starts, like, walking faster. Next thing we know, he's starting to unleash his dogs. I said, Walker, we're getting out of here. We dropped those freaking we hid those skateboards, actually. And then we freaking sprinted. I mean, this hill is so tiring. We were not tired when we got off that thing. We booked it.
Bro, I swear this hill's like a 75-degree angle. Like, you're literally running up Mount Everest. Like, that's how steep the hill is. And we are hauling it. And, I mean, Layton's, like, 40 yards ahead of me. And I'm like, Layton. Because you ran at the time. Like, Layton, I swear, he's been running 5Ks since, like, first grade. And I couldn't run a mile. Like, my mile time's like a 15-minute mile.
We got the freak out of there, though. That next thing we know, we turn around. I said, Walker, where's the guy at? He's, like, cutting through the freaking field. And his dogs are hauling butt after us. I said, Walker, we need to get out of here.
Bro, but the thing is, my house is, like, on a hill.
Yeah. So when we got up that hill, we made a right. I said, Walker, your house is right there. I swear, if we get freaking killed by this man. Next thing we know, we're jumping a freaking fence to get to this guy's house.
And we open the door. It hits the wall, and then we slam it shut. And my parents are like, what? And I just told them about the whole story, and they're like, nah. And I was like, look out the window. There's a dude walking down the alley with pit bulls. And they're like, oh.
We went outside and sat down for a second, and the man, you could see him staring at us. We're like, we're not going to do anything unless this guy starts heading towards us.
I was like, come at me, boy. I know you won't.
Even though we probably would have gotten killed if he did.
Call my dad, he'll grab the gun. Dad, walk outside with the gat. Better watch yourself. Also, the story before this. So, Layton, y'all let Layton tell it from his perspective. This also has to do with creepy stories.
Which one?
You getting possessed.
Well, I don't really remember much. Walker would have to tell a lot. But from my point of view, I was just asleep. And normally, I do this thing where I stare off into space. Instead of thinking of things, I just go into whiteness. That's all I can see. And sometimes I can see someone, but it's like blurry. And that's all I remember. But there was one point where I like, I don't know, this kid locked himself into a bathroom supposedly. And I was grabbing the door and I unlocked it somehow. I don't know how I unlocked it, but I unlocked
it. Let me explain.
And then, yeah.
This is the most terrifying thing in my whole life, like, I swear. Bro, I legit woke up.
Oh, yeah. Also, another thing, we had a grudge against each other. It was not because of Fortnite, I remember this now. It was because of, like, Rocket League, I think, or something like that. Oh, no, it was because of Call of Duty, because you kept beating me.
Yep, and then you beat me in Fortnite every time, and then you got...
This was, like, a long time before Fortnite and like, this was when Minecraft and Call of Duty were, like, big.
This is when FaZe was still in FaZe House, New York, and was popping. So, basically, I woke up one night, and looked in the corner of my room, and...
No. But you woke up first time, and he heard me talking about killing him or some crap, and then he woke up again, and I'm above him. But he told me just to go to sleep, and I went back and laid in my bed, and then this is where it starts.
So, wake up, see Layton in the corner. Somehow he found the pocket knife. Don't know if he brought it to my house, don't know if it was mine. He was sitting in the corner, like, holding it and, like, twiddling it. And I said, Layton, and you turned around, jumped on my bed, put me in a whole chokehold. So I, like, flipped him over and was on the ground, like, choking him out. And then I got up, went in the bathroom, locked myself in there, literally sat in the bathtub with the lights on, and was freaking out, crying. I thought I was about to die. Like, my life was, like, flashing before my eyes and all that. And it was terrifying. Bro, it was so scary. And then the doorknob started twiddling. I was like, oh, no.
And this kid didn't really know much about horror. So he was like, I thought I liked the door.
And you opened it, and you were just normal. You went straight back to normal.
I asked him what he was doing in the bathroom, and then I just, like, was like, why do I have a pocket knife in my hand? And I said, alright, I'll see you in bed. And I just went to bed. But yeah, that was, like, the end of that. This kid was, like, freaking out. heck is that? Is he about to rape his daughter? I'm sorry, we're looking at some type of movie thing. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
There's also that one time where your doors and stuff.
Oh yeah. One time my parents weren't home.
Oh yeah, wait. So my point of view, I'm playing Fortnite with this kid and he stops playing. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he said, no. And I said, all right, I'm going to call this girl that I liked at the time. We're not going to say her name. And all right, so I call her, and then he joins in, and we're just talking. He's like, all right, this is what, yeah, you say.
So, we're just talking, and I pick up the, you invited me to it, because I wanted to call you, and then I pick up the phone, and I'm like, y'all, because I knew who she was and everything, and we were all kind of a good friend group and everything, and I pick up the phone, and I said, y'all, my doors are opening. The freezer door is opening. My refrigerator door is opening. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. I'm home alone till like 1 a.m. What do I do? Layton, you're the horror freak here. Tell me, what is going on? And he was like, there's probably a demon in your house. And I was like, Layton, that's not helping the situation. And the girl's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, gee willikers. Thank
see,
you.
See, helping like this kid's over here, like, freaking out. And then me and this girl, like, over here flirting. And it's just like, Walker's like, can y'all just, like, talk to me?
I swear, I don't care if y'all hook up or something. I'm legit about to die. And I'm like, how you doing?
How you doing? And then we were, like, talking about a bunch of things.
I'm like, I'm about to die. And y'all were like, how you doing?
Yeah, you want to come over?
They're like, want to go watch a movie? And I'm like, y'all are not any help. And I called my other friend who was hanging out with his friend. And I was like, and I just explained it all. And they were like, huh, well, we're on the golf cart and playing basketball. So I'll call you back later. And I was like,
don't call me back later.
Does no one care that I'm about to die?
No.
And I texted my parents and everything, and they're like, eh, you're just imagining things.
And I'm over here, and I'm still over here freaking talking to this girl. Like, me and her are, like, hard flirting.
And in my head, I'm like,
I'm about to die.
Imagining things.
Imagining things. There's a freaking ghost coming down my stairs.
No, when the front door opens and slams shut.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were on FaceTime, and I heard the front door open and shut, and I was like, Walker, what the heck was that? And you're like, my front door's open and shut, and I was like, whoa, what?
And you were like, back to, how you doing?
No, I didn't go back to talking to her. I was like, Walker, what the heck is going on? I was like, something just let itself into your house. I'm telling you, this kid was freaking out.
My parents walked in the door, and I literally made them leave a party early because I was freaking out. They were at some, like, back-to-school party or something.
Back-to-school party?
They were somewhere. Probably eating dinner with some friends or something. But they came home. Instead of, like, 1 a.m., they were, like, back at 7 or 8:30 or something. And I was like, thank God y'all are home. Took y'all long enough. And they were like, Walker, nothing happened. And I was like,
the door's open.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my friend's house. And y'all, when the doors start opening and stuff, don't come crying to me. Don't come crying. Y'all have some demons in your house. Don't come for me.
Too much corruption with this kid's neighborhood.
Whole religious cult that worshiping.
This kid has a cult, and they have like a freaking secret house in a field.
Yeah. There's a whole trail behind the neighborhood.
They freaking have scout dogs.
Freaking cats with cameras.
There literally was a cat we found, and I got close enough to it, and I took a picture, and I zoomed in, there was a freaking camera, and it was staring at someone. Like, the cat was staring at someone at the camera. It was a small camera, but you could see it because I had a thing and I like unblurred it and stuff.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. There's also this creepy new house that's being made and it has like crack addicts and crap in it.
Yeah. You wanna end the podcast?
I don't know. Alright, yeah, probably.
I normally get all my story ideas from stuff that's happened in my pictures, but my parents have this thing where my phone, like, shuts down at 9:30. Like, I can't use it. The only thing I can do is talk, call, and FaceTime someone. Like, that's it.
This kid's like, I can't do anything. My phone's shut down. My door's opening, and the only thing I have to do is talk to y'all while y'all are over here, like, talking about freaking each other. And it's just like, okay then. And we're just like, it's okay, you'll be fine.
Or like, how you doing?
Until
I'm about to die.
And then until I heard that front door open and shut, I didn't care.
You were like, can we go to the movies? We can get some mellow mushroom after, you know, we can, you know, popcorn and such, you know.
Share a smoothie.
I can buy you a ticket and drinks and everything.
We were actually talking about that.
Exactly. No, because I was listening because I was trying to get my mind off something. My TV was glitching around trying to watch some YouTube on that. Lucky me, I got nothing else to watch. I have to watch 4 hours of YouTube because I'm freaking out because my friends don't care. That's why I just die. My friends are like,
talk to you later, baby. Yeah, me and that girl don't talk anymore.
Yeah. He thinks she's Denver. She's kind of fun. Cool.
I mean, she's not that bad anymore, I guess.
She said y'all were friends again.
Yeah, we are. Even though she hasn't FaceTimed me.
Oh no.
And we were talking about it.
Bro, who cares?
No, I'm just like,
bro, before
hoes. Oh, that's not a thing.
Excuse me. Yeah, it is.
I was just joking. Alright, I'm probably gonna leave this off here unless this kid has something else. Hey,
okay. Music reviews with Rise on this app.
Do not end it.
Rise space exclamation point. The R is capital on YouTube for some good stories. Haven't uploaded in a while because I've been trying to get some stuff done with the cult and catching that. But
for real, this kid has not posted in like a month.
A month. Then the three. Try four. So, I'm going to hand this back to him. Thank y'all.
Okay, so this is probably, like, the longest podcast I've done right now, 43 minutes.
Hey, if this was funny, we'll be here all week.
Yeah. Actually, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. And there's a thing on here where you can, like, join chat, so, like, he could be at his house, and we could be, like, talking to each other through this thing.
So?
And doing a podcast. But yeah, I'm probably gonna end that here. If I do another one, it's probably gonna be tonight.
Hey guys, quick little promotion real quick. So on Music Reviews with Rise, we're gonna talk about rapper deaths, rapper mysteries, rappers or rap albums. It's basically rap.
We're not going to go into detail with that. That's his side. So if you want to hear about that, go to his thing, and it should be uploaded tomorrow.
Yeah. So we're going to do song reviews, album reviews. Should be pretty good. Layton will be my main guest. So if you like his content, you'll probably like mine. And also, this is also part of my description. If you're like an up and coming rapper, hit me up. We'll talk about promoting your music and stuff. I'll use my platforms to do so. And also, if you have any, like, songs or anything that I haven't heard of or anything that aren't too big but are still good, hit me up. I'll review it on the podcast. So I'm going to hand it back to Layton. We'll probably make another one of these tonight. So, see y'all. Don't forget to hit me up.
Okay, guys, so the max recording segment is 60 minutes, so I'm going to have to go. But remember, if you're wanting to start a podcast or something, go to Anchor. They are anchor.fm/.com. They are perfect. They can help you. They will instantly start promoting you to every podcast you can go to, like Google, Apple, anything, anywhere. They will send it out. They're very useful, and they can help you with sponsorships instantly. All you have to do is just do a specific ad for them, and that's all. But that's all I have for right now. We will be back later, probably, and yeah, go check out Rise on YouTube and his podcast thing.